Let's move on now. The Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has decided to send reinforcements to the restive Anbar province to combat al-Qaeda-linked militants there. According to Iraqi media, Maliki reversed his decision to withdraw the army from the western province in response to requests from residents and local officials. Earlier, the Prime Minister defended his decision to deploy troops in the restive province, saying the battle against terrorism would continue to the end. On Wednesday, Iraqi security forces entered sporadic clashes with militants who burned four police stations in Ramadi. Anbar province has been gripped by deadly violence since Monday after police and the army dismantled an anti-government protest camp in Ramadi. Well, to discuss that further, and I'm joined by Mr. Sabah Jawad, who is the director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. And he's joining us live now on the line from London. Mr. Jawad, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, what is your opinion and assessment on the situation in Iraq and especially in Anbar province?
Well, I mean, the decision to withdraw the army from Anbar province actually was a shamble. It's undermined the policies of the prime minister himself, who claimed that he's went there to fight terrorism and Al-Qaeda because they're becoming in control of the protest camp. However, after a couple of days, actually, he had to withdraw his army from a province, which created huge problems. Al-Qaeda moved in Ramadi and Fallujah. They control government buildings, they occupied police stations, and so on. And therefore, terrorism has to be fought in Iraq, and you cannot fight them by going and destroying a protest camp and withdrawing your forces from there. It has to be fought seriously, and something has to be done also on the terror campaign waged by Saudi Arabia across the Middle East and the world these days. We've seen in the past few months and even a year that Saudi involvement in terror campaigns stretches from Syria to Iraq to Yemen to even to Russia. And in the last week alone, the Saudis designated $3 billion as help to arm the Lebanese army. And we all know that this sinister move want to create a power base for them in Lebanon to fight the Lebanese resistance in the future. They will try to use this funding to fight the resistance movement in Lebanon. We also know very well that in Syria, many Saudi army officers has been arrested participating in the terrorist campaign in Syria. The Iraqi government announced a few days ago, actually, they arrested seven Saudi so-called jihadis in Iraq. And the Lebanese government just announced that they arrested the leader of Al-Qaeda in Lebanon, responsible for many atrocities, including the attack on the Iranian embassy. So therefore, we see this widespread campaign of the Saudi terrorist campaign, not only in the Middle East, but it's going to Russia and it's going to any place they could reach, actually, to create chaos and to save their regime from collapse, which is inevitably will happen.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Sabah Jawad, Director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, speaking to us live from London.